The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Here comes Galloway, cross-court hit, and handcuffs. Grace Crawford got her going the wrong way, off her arms and out of bounds. So Galloway with a kill, and the Cardinals with a point, 21-15.
The Michigan High School Athletic Association and WTVB Sports proudly present continuing coverage of the MHSAA Volleyball Tournament.
Out of the middle, here's Bassage, and she hits it through the blockers and down on the Coldwater side.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Anytime Fitness, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Culey's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Haylett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
And welcome to Coldwater High School. One team in Branch County is left playing volleyball, and it is the Coldwater Lady Cardinals. Ken Delaney along with Al Rackesy this afternoon. Seems kind of weird on a Saturday afternoon to be announcing volleyball, except maybe in the state finals. But, you know, we'll get that little feel going here because it's a district final for the Coldwater Cardinals facing a very tough Three Rivers squad.
Absolutely, Ken. Good to be here. It is a little strange to be here on a Saturday afternoon, but... Now the Cardinals are going to take on the Lady Wildcats here in this district championship. Big thing going for Coldwater is they've got the home court advantage again in this one. So hopefully they can use that and they can come out and play with some fire, improve their passing from the other night, and take care of the Wildcats.
Well, the Cardinals, the only team to play three matches this week as they opened up against Sturgis, and that went five games on Monday night. In the semifinals against Vicksburg, that went five games as well. And then here this afternoon against Three Rivers, it was Three Rivers with a bye in the opening round and faced off against Edwardsburg on Wednesday night in the other semifinal bracket. Won that one 3-1. And at the time, they were missing their big weapon, which is the 6'1" listed, although some say she's 6'2". Tegan Reeves, a senior out there with a knee injury. She suffered that in their conference tournament last weekend. But she is back out here tonight, warming up with the team. Looks a little ginger on that left knee, but we'll see what happens, whether she plays or not.
Yeah, a little bit. And if she is effective at all, Ken, she will be a force to be reckoned with. There's no doubt about that. I'm not sure what college she's going to, but she has signed to play volleyball at the next level. And, you know, 6'1", 6'2", doesn't matter. She's very active out there. Hopefully for the Wildcats and her that knee won't bother her too much. She should be able to play the whole match. But she's looking pretty good out there warming up right now.
Well, the Wildcats, without her, faced off against a very scrappy Edwardsburg team on Wednesday night. And Edwardsburg, not a lot of big weapons in their lineup, but they kept coming, kept digging. For the Cardinals tonight, I'm assuming that has to be what they need to do as well to be that scrappy team.
Oh, absolutely. You know, no balls go untouched. Every ball has got to be called out, and they've got to communicate. They had a few lapses the other night with communication. They were able to play over it. The other thing, again, is serve reception, which they struggled with against Vicksburg the other night. But again, a Vicksburg, a very strong serving team. So we'll see if Three Rivers is that same type of team or not.
Well, and again, with the Coldwater Cardinals, talk about lapses in that against Vicksburg. They had that against Sturgis on Monday night. And that's been kind of their bugaboo all season, where they've had those stretches where they just seem, well, you're playing so well, and then all of a sudden it's like, is this a different team that took the court? To move on further in this tournament, you've got to even that out.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, particularly tonight, you know, the district championship, it's win or go home, basically. And if the Cardinals can play smooth and avoid those lapses, I think they'll come away with a victory tonight over Three Rivers. If they struggle, obviously it's going to open the door for Three Rivers to give them a chance, too.
As I mentioned on the outset, the only Branch County team still playing, and so that kind of gives you an idea that Bronson lost today. The fourth time this year they faced Mendon, the number one ranked team in Class C, and fell 3-1.
3-1. Not exactly sure of the scores. It was like 15-25. Maybe 18-25. Brunson won the third game. It was close, and then Mendon was able to put him away in game number four. So Mendon moves on to the regionals. Congratulations to Coach Kathy Trinari and her team. Obviously, they're a pretty good volleyball team to take care of Brunson on Brunson's home court.
Yeah.
again.
For the fourth time this year. They won both during the regular season in the league, and then they won the conference tournament, and then beating Bronson in the district final today in a great matchup over at Bronson High School as well. What a great atmosphere for volleyball over there. The winner of this match moves on to take to into the regionals coming up on Tuesday. We'll talk a little more about that. We'll talk more about tonight's key matchups as well. When we continue with our pregame show here from Coldwater High School, we're about a little less than 10 minutes away from the opening serve, the district final, Coldwater and Three Rivers. This is Lady Cardinal Volleyball on WTVB.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Check out all the specials on the lot or Bobilia.com. How about a 2011 Jeep Patriot 4x4? Just $13,675 or $213 per month. Looking for a low-cost ride? Mobilia has a 2005 Dodge Neon, 2005 Dodge Grand Caravan SXT, and 2001 Ford Taurus, all under $6,000. Just add tax, title, and plate. Talk to Jeff Dollar, Jared Hetrick, Tom Whiteley, Dean Mobilia, and now Sean Stouter. You can also trust Mobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Mobilia will get you in and out quickly. At Mobilia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. That's right, free. It's like saving 25% every time you get an oil change. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's Pee Wee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 OmniSource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Back at Coldwater High School for the district final in girls volleyball. Ken Delaney along with Al Raxey, Justin Lopshire, producer, engineer. On Wednesday night, we saw some good performances for the Cardinals, digging some balls out, getting some good hits. Our player of the game on Wednesday actually was Kenzie Galloway, who wasn't the leader in any one of those stat departments, was again that scrappy player that the Cardinals were looking for. She did finish it off with a block, half hit at the very end for the last point that closed it out in game 5. Players like her obviously will be key tonight.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you always look for somebody to be your spark plug for the night of sorts, and Kenzie definitely was the other night. She did a great job in the back row, had some really hard-hit balls that she dug up, and had a couple of key hits at the net, some nice blocks, just played a good all-around floor game. And, you know, again, you're looking for that spark plug, somebody that'll fire you up a little bit and take charge.
Where the Cardinals have struggled is serve-receive this year. No doubt about that. And at various times, they've had some players step in and do very well in the serve-receive, and some who've struggled. Carissa Harrell, early in the year, was one of the big leaders. In this tournament, she struggled a little bit. Michaela Gillette has stepped up in this tournament, struggled a little bit against Sturgis. Megan Scorefar has done well. In the back row, it's interesting enough, they've done some substitutions. Haley Ranke actually has looked pretty good in that serve-receive in the back row for the Cardinals. And again, the other night, Kenzie Galloway.
Yep. You know, and you mentioned Haley. Haley has stepped her game up here at the end of the season. You know, she was a little bit of a slow start for her. You know, she earned her way into the lineup and has done a very, very commendable job of helping out both on the back row and the front row. So, you know, another one of those players that can give you that spark. And, of course, there's always Shelby Bowers that you can fall back on, too. So be looking for a big night from her tonight.
And another player who's been really a key this year, and I kind of liken her to a couple kids we had on our soccer team, especially Salah Moussa and Muhammad Ajabali, who told them, you're never going to know where you're going to play because you're going to be everywhere on the court for us in a lot of different spots, wherever we need you. Ashley Chase has been kind of that player all year for them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, another player that has really stepped her game up this year, Ken. And, you know, she She sets the ball, she hits the ball, she digs the ball, and just has done a really great all-around job. And I don't know, as though, you know, Coach Larry Knaus was expecting all of that. He's been getting it from her at the beginning of the year, but she's definitely been a key performer for the Cardinals.
Well, in a big way when they really needed it with that two-setter system, her and Megan Scorefar. But then even the other nights when they need the third setter to step in, Carly Smoker doing a nice job of that as well for the Cardinals. And the Cardinals served very well the other night as well. And Ashley was, 16 for 16 with three aces, and Carly was something like 12 for 12 with three aces.
Again, if you don't get the serve in, you're giving the team a point. And, you know, there's no sense giving away points with this rally scoring system.
Yeah. So the Cardinals focusing this afternoon. Again, a little bit different setting here, but again, they play tournaments on Saturdays all year long, so this is about the same time you'd normally play championship games for tournaments. So from that standpoint, that's not a lot different for any of them here tonight. But the Cardinals at home against Three Rivers, the Wildcats and the Cardinals, and we'll be back with the opening service coming up in just 3 minutes. This is Lady Cardinal Volleyball on WTVB.
Can we get something straight?
If it's about camping or RVing, livestock or utility trailers, I tail it to Haylett. Haylett Auto and RV, the place to I try and buy. Start online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com. Shop and compare over 300 units in Haylett's giant, new, and pampered pre-owned inventory.
If it's worth seeing, it's there.
Locate it online, then hightail it to Haylett and see it, try it, and buy it. Haylett has it all. Tent campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes, toy box carriers to two-horse bumper pulls, LQ horse stock and utility trailers. Haylett has wheels for whatever you're hauling. Hitches? Haylett has parts and accessories. Haylett has a warehouse full. Buy from folks who use what they sell so they know what works. Need service? If Haylett's can't fix it, it ain't fixable. Rentals? You bet. A great way to get your feet wet and see if the camping life's for you. Online and on the ground. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV's 11-acre super lot just east of I-69, exit 13 on US 12, Coldwater, Michigan. Haylett Auto and RV clobbers big city prices.
For smart heating solutions for your home, see Nottawa Gas Company. Decorative floor and wall heaters from Nottawa Gas are 99.9% efficient and require no flue, venting, or electricity. Great for emergencies or to supplement your current heating system. These energy-efficient units will heat up to 700 square feet. Right now, you'll find the best selection of the season at Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or online at NottawaGas.com.
You don't have to eat fast food. At the Willows, your meal is cooked to order and never sits under a heat lamp. Every Saturday, the Willows features your choice of a Polish dog or their famous Philly cheesesteak, each served with your choice of chips or fries. Enjoy Karen's homemade chili or their soup of the day. Get fresh food fast at the Willows Bar and Grill, just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater.
The heated deck is open, weather permitting.
Changes in the air. Glenn here from Warner Oil Company. While we're not sure what the weather has in store, one thing is for sure. The calendar says fall is back. And I'm here to remind you that Warner Oil is stocked and ready with antifreeze, washer fluid, engine oil, and quality Chevron lubricants to get your fall engine service completed. Don't wait. Now is the best time to purchase these supplies. Over the past 80 years, Warner Oil Company has been supplying your fuel and lubricant needs. Whether to take the chill out of your home or filling your fuel tanks with farm gas and diesel fuel, Warner Oil has been there to meet your needs. Our fuel drivers have years and years of experience. They understand that you are busy and you need them to keep your tanks full. Ask them about our premium grade diesel fuel or 20% renewable. You can call Warner Oil Company today at 517-278-5844. Or stop by to see us Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 400 Ray Street here in Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB, the voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590, WTVB Coldwater, and FM 95.5, W238 CD Coldwater.
And welcome to Coldwater High School again. Kendall Eddy along with Al Rackesy. The introductions being made for the Three Rivers Wildcats here. And they'll introduce the Cardinals in just a second. The winner of this matchup moves on to the regional semifinals coming up on Tuesday. It is a 7 o'clock affair up at Plainwell High School. It was Berrien Springs beating Stevensville Lakeshore earlier today by 3-1 count to advance to the regionals with Marion Springs losing the opening game 25-16, then coming back and winning 25-14, 25-23, 25-12. Plainwell and Harper Creek are in the other side of the bracket. Harper Creek beating Parchman 3-0, and Plainwell beating Pawpaw 3-0. So the field is set 3 out of 4, and now we have to decide the fourth.
Well, hopefully it'll be the Coldwater Cardinals tonight playing a good match here against the Three Rivers Wildcats, and but we'll see what happens, and hopefully we'll be on the road Tuesday night.
We talked a little bit at the opening about Tegan Reeves, the 6'1" middle blocker hitter. Her out there tonight, obviously with a big girl in the middle, they can change a little bit of your focus of where you're at. If she's not fully healthy, and she tweaked that knee last Saturday and didn't play in the semifinals on Wednesday. In fact, she wasn't even in the gym, I don't think, on Wednesday. I'm not sure what that was about, but when they played Edwardsburg. But, you know, her coming back now, if not fully 100%, does that change your strategy at all if you're Coach Larry Knaus?
I really don't think so. I mean, you got to believe that she's back out here on the court, and you got to play her like she's 100%. Because if you don't, and she is, then you get burned and whatnot. So, but she seems to be lumbering a little bit, favoring that left knee. She's got a heavy knee brace on that, but you know, we'll find out very shortly.
I guess we'll see whether she's if they play if they sub out in the back row for her or not. Or see where that goes. If she's in the back row, I'm thinking you're probably serving at her, right?
Oh, I would think so.
Better move side to side.
Yep.
The Cardinals will serve first, and that'll be Shelby Bowers back to serve. Front row for the Cardinals, Kenzie Galloway, Carly Smoker, and Megan Scorfar. In the back row, Ashley Chase, Haley Ranke. And at that serve position, the back right corner is Shelby Bowers for the Cardinals. They're on the court in our left, Three Rivers to the right. And so we get set for this action here at Coldwater High School. I wondered if we would see Morgan Klein at all. She's come in, served 7 times this year, I think, it's, as it was worked out. Again, one of those that injured her knee before the season started and has come in a couple games just to serve and then get her right back out. And maybe later in the match we might see that. I don't know, we'll see. Right now, though, the Cardinals getting set, and it's underway. Shelby Bowers floats it in, played up there by Hawkins. They'll set it to the outside, and cross-court hit and down. And put down there by Hannah Landis, the 5'10" junior.
And right now, Tegan Reeves is not out on the starting on the court starting for the Three Rivers Wildcats.
Again, they played without her on Wednesday night and won 3-1 over Edwardsburg. Here's the service into the net for Three Rivers. The Cardinals get the ball back. Still tied, and now we're tied at 1.
Megan Scorfar back to serve for the Cards.
Floats it in, played up there by Nichols. Ball goes across the court, dumped over on the Three Rivers side by the Cardinals from the about the 10-foot line. Three Rivers bumps it over. Bad miscommunication. Smoker, Galloway, setting it, and Galloway tried to stepped up to the net and set it backwards. And they got the double hit on that. Too much lift underneath the ball going back to Scorfar instead of just taking it herself, which I think that's what Smoker's intention was.
Yeah, that's really what she should have done.
Three Rivers with a service. Played up there by Chase. Scorfar going to play it quick there to Galloway. Just dumps it down. Nobody came to block her.
Well, good pass by Ashley Chase out of the back row. Good set. And a hit for Kenzie Galloway.
And they do, when they send her pretty quick.
Yeah.
She likes that ball up there. She quick hops up and slices it down. Three Rivers didn't even come up with a block. Ball over fast on the Coldwater side. The Cardinals, though, make a mistake. Ranke goes up to try to hit it as it came across the net and hit it into the net on the Cardinals side.
A little bit of indecision on Haley's part right there on that play.
3-2. Three Rivers now with a lead, and Landis of the service. Loads it deep. Scorfar plays it up. Chase on the bump. Smoker from behind the 10-foot line and hits it long. You can almost tell as soon as that came off her hand that was going long.
Yep. Didn't get the snap on it.
Cardinals doing a lot more of that this year, hitting from behind the 10-foot line. It can be very effective. Scorfar. Chase going to bump set outside to Ranke. She'll come with it. Cross court and nicely done. Cut that on the outside of her hand. That thing just kept carrying and carrying across the court. Came about 2 feet inside the outside line and dropped in for the point.
Also inside the 10-foot line.
4-3 Cardinals trail. Galloway with a service. Ball played up there by Hawkins. And now we've got the double hit on Three Rivers in that back row. Hawkins her play up, put it way back to the back line, and Three Rivers with a violation on the second hit, and they were tied at fours. Galloway service just barely clears the net. They'll go outside with a hit cross and hard. A nice ball laid down there by Carly Nichols, the 5'9" senior.
Carly Nichols showing her power right out of the gate tonight for Three Rivers.
5-4, the Wildcats lead. Cardinals on the serve, receive now. Carly Smoker plays it up. Ashley Chase going to go outside. Here's Shelby Bowers' first hit. Dug up there by Three Rivers. They'll set to the left side, and there's another lift.
Get the ball spinning like that one. It's pretty obvious that it's a double hit.
It was Roderick that took the set. It's a normal server, Brown, the setter. Here's Ashley Chase on the serve. Brown setting it to the backside. A little tip over by Three Rivers. Dug up there by Gillette, who's in the game now. Cardinals come with the hit from Renke and hits that back corner good.
Haley Renke going cross court again. Another big hit for Coldwater.
She was so tight to the net after she hit it, she actually ran into the post, the side post. Luckily, they're padded to keep herself upright. No violation when you do that. And the Cardinals lead 6-5. Three Rivers calls a timeout.
Both teams showing a little bit of early game jitters, I think, here, Ken. They both know it's a big game tonight. It's a district championship game. You know, you're playing for a trophy here tonight and a chance to move on.
One thing I was a little surprised about is the lack of blocking by Three Rivers. It doesn't seem like they've come quick enough to block, which that works to the Cardinals' advantage, obviously.
Well, and that might be exactly why Brandi Stallhood took the timeout.
Ashley Chase to serve. Cardinals lead 6-5.
Ashley serving at 94.2% on the year.
Gillette Smoker also in that back row. Chase, nice serve from behind the 10-foot line. They have to push it over. Three Rivers does. Gillette, Chase steps up to take the set. There's the dump over by Bowers, but just wide. Instead of hitting hard, Shelby looked for the finesse and put it just a little bit wide.
Yep. Did find an open spot on the court, just didn't hit it.
6-6, we're tied, and back to serve is Molly Hawkins for Three Rivers. They'll go cross court, score far. Bumped up there by Chase. Here's a kind of a shot off the net there by Bowers. Quick out of the middle for Three Rivers. Dug up there by Bowers. Score far. Going to go to Renke in the middle. A tip over. Played up by Three Rivers. They'll go to the right side. Push deep. Gillette steps in. Chase now rotates. Gets it to the backside to score far through the block. Played up by Three Rivers. They'll go outside. Hit off the partial block. Dug up by the Cardinals. Can they take it over? And yes. Gillette does on the third one. Nicely done. Gillette Smoker. Gillette putting it over. Here comes Three Rivers with a push deep. Gillette plays it up. Chase. Going inside right to Renke, dumps it over, comes back to the Coldwater side, and the Cardinals miss hit it out of bounds.
Oh, good rally by both teams.
Cardinals fought through what could have been a mistake a little earlier with Chase and Scorefar both going for the same ball. When you got Chase coming out of that back row, sometimes there is that confusion on who takes what.
Absolutely.
The wrist rotation, actually, Scorefar becomes a hitter. Chase will take it outside to Shelby Bowers through the hit and drops. Oh, through the block that is and drops. No one cupped in for Three Rivers to take it at the 10-foot line and it drops.
Again, another good pass for the Cardinals. A good set, a good hit by Shelby.
Renke to serve. Tied at sevens and it goes into the net on the service.
It's been close right out of the gate.
Carly Nichols to serve for Three Rivers. They lead now 8-7 in the opening game. We played at 25 the first four games. Gillette reaches up and tries to finger set the serve receive, and it goes out of bounds.
She needs to be a little taller to do that on that particular one anyway.
And some interesting cheerleaders on the far side.
Certainly. Led by one of your soccer players, I see.
Cardinals get it outside to Smoker, off the block, dug up there by Three Rivers, tied at the net. They reach over and poke it over, but they got Three Rivers in the net.
Well, Three Rivers almost got Coldwater out of their defensive spots, and fortunately for the Cardinals, Three Rivers gets called for the net violation.
Roderick at 5'10", plays a lot bigger than that. Ball dug out of net by Three Rivers, but it was spinning so much as it came back to Hannah Landis. She wasn't able to get it over the net. It back spun off her fingers and out of bounds.
Good tough serve from Shelby Bowers.
9-9 our score. Bowers with a service. Played up there by Hawkins. Going outside with a hit down the line, off Shelby's arms and out of bounds.
Carly Nichols again for Three Rivers.
Nichols on the serve. Here comes a quick to Galloway. Back at her. There's the dump over by Storfars. It came back to the Coldwater side. A little tip over by Three Rivers. Giving it to Galloway again. A little tip over onto the Three Rivers side. See if they can dig it. And no, it drops.
Good hustle on the front row by the Cardinals. Carly Smoker, Kenzie Galloway, Ashley Chase. Megan Storfar in there as the setter.
Storfar to serve again. We're tied at 10s. Goes deep. Three Rivers setting out of the middle. And there's the big spank, and it goes down hard. And that was Hannah Landis.
So obviously, Three Rivers got some other weapons besides Tegan Reeves.
There's Chase playing it up. Storfar quick out of the middle to Galloway. Dug up by Three Rivers. They'll set it to the outside. There's a hit off the pole on a block. Yes. And in. Either way, it went in. And the cross court hit there by Southland.
I swear she was in front of the 10-foot line, though. I think she's a back row player.
There's a deep serve and too deep, out of bounds. Well, Southland playing front row, yeah. I think you were thinking Nichols was back.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
At 13, I think of it. It's sometimes tough to tell on their numbers.
Right.
And white numbers on white jerseys. Who was the equipment guy that figured that out?
Wasn't me.
Score far to Ranky. Was there a touch? No touch. Looked like it at the net. But it goes just wide.
Yeah, all officials in agreement on that one.
And they don't give me a flag, so... 13-11. Scorefar plays it up nicely. Kind of a finger set to Ranky. Dumped over on Three Rivers' side. They'll come out of the middle with the attack and hit it down hard and hit it in. That time it was Carly Nichols.
Three Rivers getting a little momentum going here.
And they lead 14-11 in the opening game. Every service is a point under the rally system. And this serve floats long for Hannah Landis.
Good communication on the back row. Megan Scorefar communicating with Carly Smoker, telling her it was out.
Cardinals pull within two, 14-12. Three Rivers with a lead. Galloway on the service. Three Rivers comes with the attack, and wow, just exploding and hammering it down hard was Carly Nichols at 5'9". She's got some big ups, and the Cardinals did not get there quick enough to do anything about it.
Well, we mentioned how one girl from Vicksburg attacked the ball when she went up to hit, and Carly Nichols definitely does the same thing for Three Rivers.
Smoker, Chase going outside. Here's Bowers, blocked back at her. Dug up though by Smoker, tied at the net, and almost thrown down. That stayed on her hand an awful long time.
Seemed like it.
But they'll call the kill for Three Rivers. And the Cardinals find themselves down by four. Ball played up Gillette. Chase. Going to go outside to Bowers again. Shelby. Oh. And dug up by Three Rivers on one ball. Just knocked right back over. Deep corner. And goes in. One of those, not a plan to play necessarily by Three Rivers, but it works.
Yeah. You know, it's just one of those situations where, you know, the Cardinals are moving, you know, to play defense on the hit, you know, to be in position for a shorter block. But unfortunately, that ball went over the net and returned into no man's land for the Cardinals, and Three Rivers gets the point.
And they lead by five now, 17-12 in the opening game. Again, we play the first four games to 25. The fifth game, if it's necessary, goes to 15. Rally system. So every serve is a point, but you do need to win by two. And the Cardinals are familiar with that.
Yeah, very familiar.
With five probably games. I don't know what the record is for five-game matches in a season.
I don't know, but I guess they would be pushing pretty close. Yeah.
Three Rivers to serve again here, leading by five. Cardinals try to rally here, and out of the timeout, ball goes into the net.
Well, exactly what you want. Coach Larry Knaus calling that timeout.
Well, and Coach, I talked to him earlier. He said, that's the number one thing you do out of a timeout is make sure your serve gets in.
No doubt.
Has to go in. All right, here comes Three Rivers with the attack. Dug up there by Gillette. Going up into the rafters. Chase plays it. Going to be over on the Three Rivers side. They poke it back down to the Coldwater side. Cardinals misjudged the block. And Three Rivers got it. Gillette, the ball was hit so hard off Michaela's arms, it went up into the rafters, but Chase was able to get to it. As the Cardinals take it over on the bump, Three Rivers right there to poke it back in Coldwater's side. Played down the line. Gillette bumps it up. Chase, now this Bowers, Three Rivers saves it back row. See, they bump it over deep on Coldwater. Gillette plays it up to Chase. Ashley going backside to Megan. Cross-court shot and in.
Good cross-court shot by Megan Scorefire. Nice back set from Ashley Chase.
Again, not expecting her to be a hitter. And so she, when she does, there usually is no blocker in her face, and she's able to pick out a spot on the court. This service and just long by Haley Ranke on the serve.
And to serve number 12, Carly Nichols.
19-14. Three Rivers with a lead. Carly Nichols on the service now. Floats it deep, played up by Gillette. Scorefire, quick out of the middle to Smoker, and she catches that back corner. Ball one hops and gets the official in the shin, and he says right here.
Yep, right in front of his nose. Carly used all the court on that one.
19-15, Cardinals trail by four. Bowers to serve. Ball played up to the outside for Three Rivers. They come right down the line on the hit, and bringing it hard is Hannah Landis.
Well, Landis and Carly Nichols doing a great job putting that ball down on the floor for Three Rivers.
Cardinals got to do a better job of getting there quicker for the block. This serve, though, floated out of bounds by Three Rivers. Roderick, and the Cardinals get it back and the point. 20-16. Score far to serve. Played up by Three Rivers from behind the 10-foot line. Molly Hawkins to set it. Pushed over on Cardinals. Score far. There's Smoker. The hit there by the Cardinals. Galloway. Gillette. Score far. Ranke hits it deep. Played up there by Hawkins. Here's a little hit over. Partially blocked by the Cardinals. They go outside and tight. Chase into the blockers.
Good
the Cardinals
job.
Save it up, though. Because Three Rivers touched it at the net. The Cardinals got new life on that one. His ball goes deep. Gillette, score far, going outside. Chase on the hit. Dug up there by Hawkins. Going to be tight at the net. Right there is Galloway, and they're going to call the Cardinals for reaching over the net and roofing that ball.
I think it's a good call, to be honest with you, Ken. Close, but looked like the Three River setter was there.
Yeah. You can't take the ball away from the setter on the potential for them to set the second ball. Ranke bumps it up. Score far. Goes to Galloway. This time with authority, she hits it hard. Three Rivers, and they're going to get a left.
Well, Cardinals need a little bit of a run now. They're down 21-17. Game one.
Hanging in there within four. Smoker to serve. Carly going deep. Set back side, cross court, and in for Three Rivers on the hit. They did that little C, the curler on the backside of the setter, and put it down hard.
Hannah Landis with the hit for Three Rivers.
Here's the serve for Three Rivers. Score far. Chase going backside to Galloway. Ball hit into the net. Dug out of the net by Three Rivers. They come up with it. Smoker steps in. Tight at the net. Galloway. And they got score far going into the net. Megan's coming over for an explanation for the official. I'm not sure what the call was.
I don't know either.
Back row attack? They call her for, but she didn't send the ball over the net.
No.
So how can it be attacked if you don't actually send it over? Here comes Ranke with a hit. Through the blockers and down.
Haley powering it through the block. Megan had the right to come over and ask about that one, too. She is a captain, so it's not like she's over here complaining. Just clarification.
23-18. Rivers sets it outside, into the double block, and the Cardinals this time get there with Chase and Bowers and stuff it.
Good block that time by the Cardinals. They were there. Get there, and good results can occur.
23-19. The water inches their way back in. Deep serve by Galloway. Here comes Three Rivers with their attack. And just long. Wow, the big swing there by Nichols went about 3 inches long.
Coldwater fans across the way cheering. The Three Rivers fans of my life to my left not liking that call.
23-20. Coldwater pulling back within three. Here's the hit, and this one's going to go wide as well from behind the 10-foot line. Hannah Landis on the hit. To the Cardinals within two. 23-21.
And both of those shots were very, very close to being in.
And And now into the game for the first time is Tegan Reeves. Three Rivers, they're going to go backside to her, cross court, but wide.
Throws it outside. I'll tell you, that's a tough spot to come into. I don't care how good you are.
You've been setting for, yeah. for 23 points, and now they ask you to come in and hit the ball. 23-22. Cardinals trail by one. Three Rivers playing it up. They're going to go to, nope, not to Reeves. They're just going to hit it over deep onto the Cardinals, coming out of the outside with Nichols. Cardinals coming with their attack from Ranky. Now set outside again. Here's the attack and down. Again, this is Nichols. They go through on that left side. Got to use Reeves as a decoy. And Three Rivers at game point, 24-22.
Yeah, Reeves kind of snuck around the backside of the setter, so somebody had to pay attention to her. Nichols able to drill it down.
Three Rivers with a service. Gillette. Chase going to go outside to Bowers. And down the line, dug up there by Three Rivers. Tied at the net. And Reeves. Just reaches up and tips it down. That's why she's in the game. And Three Rivers takes the opening game, 25-22 over the Cardinals. We're going to game three. We'll come back in 2 minutes. This is Lady Cardinal Volleyball on WTVB.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Everyone knows that diamonds are forever, but did you know that the prongs on your ring aren't? At Culey's Jewelry, they know your rings and other jewelry are just like a car. They need regular checkups and tune-ups. That's why they offer free ring inspection and cleaning. That way, they can catch any problems before they happen, like losing that diamond. Plus, at Culey's Jewelry, you have the peace of mind knowing your jewelry repairs are not sent away and are done quickly in the store and at a price you can afford. Before your rings or jewelry get to the point of no return, give them a checkup and tune-up at Culey's Jewelry. An ounce of prevention can keep you happy for years to come. Stop in with your jewelry to Culey's Jewelry, located downtown Coldwater for over 40 years. Culey's, Culey's,
fine jewelry says it best. Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad. More than a step, a leap. Not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
We're back at Coldwater High School. Ken Delaney along with Al Rackesy this afternoon as district final is underway. The Coldwater Lady Cardinals find themselves down 1-0 after Three Rivers took the opening game 25-22. And the Cardinals not able to shut down the attack, not of Tegan Reeves, unless she got the final point, but certainly Nichols was a big part of that attack. Landis was a big part of that attack. The Cardinals just need to do a little better job of closing those blocks down. They did not a bad job of serve-receive in this one, which was something worrisome. They did a decent job of that.
There was one little stretch in there where Three Rivers stretched out to about a four-point lead where the Cardinals struggled a little bit with serve-receive. I think getting the blocking squared away is more important than anything. Tegan Reeves came in late in that game and obviously was a factor.
They used her as a decoy on the point that got him the game points, and then she got the game winner. And that ball out of the middle, that was overpassed to her side. All right, we're underway for game two with Three Rivers on the service on the court to our left, and this is Nichols on the serve, and it goes long. So where we talked about Vicksburg being a very, very good serving team, Rivers not so much, and actually with some accuracy problems, that's their fourth missed serve here in the just over one game.
Yep.
Here comes the attack for Three Rivers, a little off-speed shot, bumped up by Chase. She's going to get it back for the hit, through the block, dug up by Three Rivers. They'll set it backside, and the hit down the line and in. It was Roderick coming around the backside of the center, Cole, and putting it down.
Cardinals had two players there to defend that, and not a very good attempt by either one of them.
Alexa Herbert comes into the game. First time we've seen her for Three Rivers, and she will serve. We're tied at ones, playing to 25. The serve barely floats in. Ball out of the dugout of that by the Cardinals. Here's Galloway on the hit. Played up by Three Rivers. They're coming with the attack out of the middle. Partially blocked by the Cardinals, but hitting it hard through the block was Hannah Landis.
Three Rivers going with that quick set out of the middle. Cardinals struggled with that the other night against Vicksburg.
2-1. Three Rivers with the lead. Cardinals playing it up. Here comes Galloway. Tip back at her. And down the line. Actually going to get her for a lift as if she tried to tip it through the block. So either way, point goes to Three Rivers, and they will serve at 3-1. Ranky, Scorefar, coming with a hit, is Smoker and down.
Good back set from Scorefar to Carly Smoker with the hit for the Cardinals.
Cardinals get the point, trail 3-2, and Smoker will serve. And a whistle. Three Rivers out of rotation. The center crossed the center hitter before the ball actually was served. Ball tied at the net, and right there is Galloway to stuff it back down.
Got to be aggressive on plays like that. Kenzie Galloway did it that time for the Cardinals.
Kaylee Cole not able to get that ball and going one-on-one with Galloway. Galloway wins that. 4-3, Cardinals now lead. Cole has to run a bunch to get to it. The hit from behind the 10-foot line as she bumps it up for Nichols, goes into the net. And the Cardinals get it back. Or continue their service. Here's Smoker serving again. 5-3. Coldwater with a lead. Ball played up for Three Rivers. They go to the outside. A little tip over, but never. Oh, they say the Cardinals touched it. Didn't look like they ever cleared the net. Ranky plays it up. Scorefar going back to Ranky. She'll poke it over. Three Rivers going to be tied in the net. Tipped over on two. Scorefar. Chase. Here comes Ranky again. Down
job.
The line and in.
Really, Ranky with a little tip, an open spot on the court.
And where she struggles at times, it was some of the things at the net, moves like that, make it really, really look good.
Absolutely, you see the potential that's there with Haley, and she's just a junior, so.
Timeout called by Three Rivers, 6-3. Coldwater with the lead now after being down by one here in the opening game. And losing game one, 25-22. This break of the action. I just thank all of our members of the Sports Boosters Club all year long who have been with us, including Branch County Abstract and Title. Wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow closings, and other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title at 22 Tibbetts Plaza, Coldwater. Call them at 278-6960. Cardinals on the serve. Three Rivers could not return it. Sent out of bounds off the arms of Taylor Schultz just into the game.
Yeah, Carly Smoker did exactly what she was supposed to after the timeout. She got the serve in.
This one goes short. Three Rivers at the 10-foot line, pushing it over. Gillette. Scorefar going backside for Chase. Ashley through the blockers. Hawkins now pushed over by Three Rivers. Smoker. Scorefar in the middle of Galloway and dumps it over the top of the blockers. Looked like it was going to be a double block. Then they said just the single blocker, Schultz. And just dumped over her head. Nova tucked in behind her. And the Cardinals get the point and lead by 5, 8-3.
Again, good aggressive
hard serve and in for Smoker. The Rivers thought that it was going to go out. The Cardinals take a 9-3 lead. That's the biggest margin of either team so far tonight in either game. Smoker, this one close deep against Rivers with some problems. They finally push it over. Ranky, Scorefar, Give it to Galloway and hits it hard and hits it in.
Great fake on the back set. Ashley Chase freezes the blocker at the net and gives Kenzie Galloway an open lane.
10-3, Coldwater with the lead, and Three Rivers with the timeout. And, you know, it might be an overused phrase, but we say it all the time, a game of momentum. Volleyball probably more than anything else because of how quickly it moves and what one little thing can do on a serve. But this certainly is, and where the Cardinals ended, well, we were flat in the middle of game one, came back at the end at that.
Right.
A little nervous to start this game. Now they've got the momentum going.
Yeah, you know, Carly's back there at the service line. She's been doing a great job. Second leading server on the team at 96.4% coming into tonight. And, you know, doesn't hit it hard. Hits kind of a floater serve. It's kind of tough to return all the time, but got to get this one in again.
10-3. Coldwater on top. This one floats deep. Bumped up. Go outside. Here's the hit down the line and in. And when they get it set up, they've got the hitters to finish it. And Holly Landis did that time.
Sure did, in a big way.
So Taylor Schultz will serve. Coldwater still leads, though, 10-4. Score far. Chase outside to Ranky. Ball goes up high on Three Rivers' side. Pushed over and into the block and back down and in. Hit the line on the way down as Southland pushed it into the double block. Many times you try to play that for the ball to go out of bounds. That time the Cardinals able to turn it inside and put it down. Kenzie Galloway to serve. Cardinals lead 11-4. Southland, they'll put it out to the left side and down the line, and a hit not hard this time by Hannah Landis, but in the exact right spot where the Cardinals weren't.
Good court awareness there by Landis for Three Rivers.
Galloway comes out. Gillette comes in back row as a libero. Chase giving it right there out of the middle to Bowers. Poked back to the Coldwater side by Three Rivers. The ball just runs down the net. Cardinals not able to dig it up.
Well, the Cardinals were aggressive, though, that time at the net, so that was good to see.
11-6. Cardinals still lead. Three Rivers, though, with a serve. Smoker. Little tip over by Chase on the second ball. Here comes the hit by Three Rivers and in. Kind of reaching behind her head and swatting it down hard for Three Rivers is Carly Nichols.
Yep, took advantage of the opportunity on the second ball and came through.
Anna Landis on the serve. Chase going outside to Bowers. Hits it. Three Rivers tips it over. Cardinals will dig it here. And we've got a whistle. That'll go Coldwater away. What do we got?
That violation. We'll take it.
12-7. Cardinals back up by 5. Chase with a service. Played up there by Hawkins. Set by Cole. Hit over at the 10-foot line. Chase steps in to take it. Score far. Giving it to Ranky. Into the double block. Cardinals not able to dig it. As it came off the block, it went sideways. And the Cardinals just couldn't read that.
Well, they had several Cardinals surrounding it, but just hit in such an awkward position, they couldn't pull her back up.
12-8. Coldwater on top. Three Rivers with a service. Score far. Chase. Going to Bowers, cross court. Shelby, ball up into the rafters on the first hit by Three Rivers, and they'll play it out and bump it over. Gillette. The set out of the middle to Ranky. Block right back at her, and Kent, her body turned awkwardly, not able to dig it back up.
Well, Three Rivers getting a little bit of that momentum back right now.
They trail by 3. Cardinals still lead, though, 12-9. Floating it deep. Gillette bumps it up. Chase goes backside, and here's the hit, and it drops.
Haley Ranky with the spike on the backside.
Three Rivers got an arm on it, but then sent it way out of bounds and not able to get it on the second ball. So 13-9, Coldwater on top. Ranky to serve. Cardinals have only gone 7 deep so far in this match. As far as the players go, into the double block, but knocked out of bounds. Three Rivers comes with their attack. It was Roderick. And the Cardinals redirect the ball out of bounds for the Three Rivers points. And now it's just a 3-point lead for the Cards.
Two Cardinals there for the block. Couldn't turn it in.
Hawkins on the serve, and she serves it wide and out of bounds. Out of bounds, 14-10. Coldwater leads. Galloway comes back in, front row position on the rotation as Gillette comes out.
Down official going to check Three Rivers' rotation.
just to make sure. Again, as we talked about, the way you substitute all the time and the way girls can almost, they come right next to each other. The back row player can come up all the way to the front row player in your same line. And when you can substitute and all that, for many folks, it's Greek. Me included at times.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to follow some of it, but not all of it. So that's with the down official. Now this is a substitution. Who can come in? Where can they sub? And now the substitution. As Herbert comes out and Roderick comes in. All right. And for the Cardinals, it's number 10. Shelby Bowers on the service. Goes it deep. Goal setting it out. Snow, they go out of the middle with the attack. Cardinals do not get a piece of it. It goes out wide. They had blockers there, but the hit was over the top of the block and out of bounds, so the Cardinals get the point. Shelby again. Deep serve. Three Rivers going to set it to the backside now. Off the cold water block. Ranky digs it up. Score far. Going to Galloway, and she puts it down with authority. Joe ran that ball, actually, on the attack. Had to reach back, but she's so flexible from that standpoint. I think sometimes she almost likes hitting them that way.
I thought when she took off a little bit early. Now we've got official timeout again.
Checking the rotation one more time for Three Rivers.
Don't they get penalized at some point for this?
Another rotation check.
Well, unless it was correct. And I guess substitution, I guess, would be the only time you wouldn't get penalized. Because they just wouldn't allow the substitution. But if they're playing with it out of rotation, then yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It should be side out.
Now, the Cardinals got the point anyway, but... Good turnout from the Coldwater students and the fans here tonight. Good turnout from the Three Rivers folks as well.
The stands on the far side where the Cardinals are, that is about almost three-quarter full.
Absolutely. Good to see.
And for a Saturday, a football Saturday, that's not bad. Bowers deep, deep serve, dug up by Three Rivers. They'll set to the backside and come with the attack and miss hitting it. She didn't get there quick enough as Carly Nichols and had the ball way out in front of her, and all she could do is put it into the net. 18-10, Coldwater with a lead. Bowers again. This time she goes short on the serve. Dug up there by Hawkins. Cole to the 10-foot line. And the hit over by Landis. Cardinals dig it. Overpassed on the Three Rivers side. They'll come backside with a hit on Nichols and puts it down the line. Check that. That's Roderick down the line. And in for the point for Three Rivers. But the Cardinals still lead by 7, 18-11 here in Game 2. They lost the opening game 25-22.
Good attempt on diving for that ball by Shelby Bowers.
Here comes Galloway on the attack, and wow.
Quick set again to Galloway, working right now for the Cardinals.
And a quick, quick arm as she attacks that ball and puts it down hard. 19-11, Coldwater leads. Score far on the service. Hawkins, Cole, going outside, and a little poke over by Three Rivers. Score far, giving it to Chase, into the block, tip back over by Three Rivers. Cardinals will reset. Out of the middle, they'll dump over. Ball tied at the net. What happens to Three Rivers? They step under the net, and that's what happens.
Good aggressive play again. The Cardinals step it up here in game two at the net.
And Cole got her foot slid all the way across that red line for the Coldwater side out, and we're at 20. Cole has to bump set it. Hit there for Roderick. Oh, it might have been going long. Shelby Bowers dived for it and off her arms and into the locker room.
Would have been close, but Shelby gave it a good effort in the back row.
And one of those things you hate to let it go and have a drop, so why not?
Then you get the look from the coach.
20-12. Here's the service off the chest of Chase. Galloway will dump it over. Cole sending it outside and into the net on the quick swing there. Taylor Schultz kind of short-armed it and put it into the net. And the Cardinals lead now by 9, 21-12.
And Carly Smoker back at the service line for Coldwater.
She made a big run earlier for him. Sends it deep. Cole will set it outside. Here's the hit. Coldwater partially blocked it. Shelby Bowers digs it up. Score far. Going backside for Chase. Dumps it deep into the Three Rivers defense. Here they come from the 10-foot line and pushing it deep as Nichols. Score far. Going to Smoker. She'll push it from behind the 10-foot line. Cole sets it up for Three Rivers out of the middle. The quick hit and in. And that was Hannah Landis, the middle hitter.
It's a good job by the setter because that's not a play I was expecting Three Rivers to go to right there.
21-13, Cardinals still lead. And this service goes long. So Goldwater will serve.
Cardinals taking the free gift from the Wildcats.
3 points away from tying this thing up at a game apiece. Galloway on the service. Goes to deep corner. Cole going to be tied at the net. The quick out of the middle and just kind of lays it up and off her back shoulder comes Landis to hammer it down.
Boy, when that setter gets that ball right there in the middle of the court like that, Goldwater's got to be ready.
So you see Landis coming. Ball barely clears the net on the serve. Galloway out of the middle. Ranky hard off the hands of Three Rivers. They'll play it still from behind the 10-foot line and bumped over by Hawkins. Galloway steps in for Coldwater on the receive. Here come the Cardinals with a big swing. Ashley Chase off the hands of Three Rivers and into the stands.
Big hit. Nice cross-court hit. Good back set from Scorefire to Ashley Chase.
23-14. And she serves now. Chase does. Cole, they'll go out to the left corner and right down the line and drilling it on that quick hit by Carly Nichols.
She can hurt somebody if she hits them in the right spot.
And I guess what Ashley Chase is saying right now, she's smiling, kind of laughing, go, I survived that one. And they just drilled her. 23-15, Galloway overpassed on the Three Rivers side. They're right there to poke it back down. It was Carly Nichols. Kaylee Cole to serve. Their setter. Galloway plays it up for the Cards. Chase going to Bowers. Going to be tied at the net for Three Rivers. A little tip over. Cardinals dig it up and bump it over. Cole going backside now. Push deep on the Cardinals. Galloway gets it nicely. Ranky sets it to Bowers. Hits it hard. A little ping pong around the side of Three Rivers and under the net. So the Cardinals are at game point. 24-16 after a nice set by Ranky and a great hit there by Bowers.
And a great dig to start it off by Galloway.
Here's Ranky with a service. Three Rivers coming from the far side. Played up there by Galloway. Give it to Smoker into the double block to put back down on Coldwater's side.
Now, one thing I notice about Carly, she doesn't go down the line a lot. I think that's something she's going to have to work on going forward.
They read her well inside double block there, but yeah, that line was open.
Yep.
Galloway bumps it up. Score far. Going backside to Bowers down the line. Dug, though, by Three Rivers. They'll softly hit it over, and the ball just kind of died in the 10-foot line of the Cardinals' side. Ranky made a dive for it. It's still game point for the Cardinals because every side out is a point. 24-18, Coldwater leads. Hawkins with a serve. Galloway plays it up. Score far. Going to Smoker. Hits it long. No touch.
Oh, boy.
The way that floated, well, somebody got a piece of it, but I guess not.
Looked like there was a little deflection there at the net, but obviously not.
Coldwater will take the timeout. The winner of this match will take on. Leading by 5, 24-19. Across the way this afternoon, Bronson falling 3-1 to Mendon. Mendon, the top-ranked team in Division three, Class C. Each sport is different. It's Class C. And Mendon, number one ranked. Bronson, number six in the state. So the fourth time this year that Mendon has had Bronson's number. And really about the only team that has had Bronson's number this year,
yeah,
except for the big Class A teams.
Yep. First district title that Coach LeClaire hasn't won in a long, long time.
24-19, Coldwater with a lead. Three Rivers with a serve. Cardinals with a side out will win this thing. And the ball barely clears the net. Chase. Giving it to Bowers on the hit. Dug up by Three Rivers. Cole. Going to go to her backside. Down the line. Played up there by Galloway. Here comes Smoker with a hit. Through the blockers. Overpass on the Coldwater side. There's the hit by Coldwater. Dug up by Three Rivers. Tighten the net. And wow, they smack it through the block and down. As Nichols hit that with such force, the Cardinals, it just quickly off the hands and straight down the net on their side.
Great play by Three Rivers.
24-20. But we're still by 4. Chase. Gillette's going to have to bump it up on the second ball. And then Scorefire bump it over on the third. Brewer sets their offense out of the middle with Nichols again. And they bring it down hard for the point.
Well, Three Rivers making a big run coming back here on the Cardinals.
Similar to what the Cardinals did in game one.
Absolutely.
24-21. Coldwater still leads. They just need to side out, and they win this thing. Chase plays it up. Score far. Going to Smoker on the hit. Into the double block. Smoker digs it back up. Here comes Bowers to dump it over. Cole out of the middle. And Nichols again and puts it down. The Cardinals have no answer for that. Out of the middle.
Well, they're not getting a double block on her. And you've got to put two people on her.
And with some confusion, they've got score far in their front row. So Smoker and Bowers are the two that will have to cross over to get that. Gillette. Give it to Bowers. Here they go down the line.
There it is. And Shelby Bowers with the hit down the line. Finishes it off for Coldwater.
25-22. The identical score to the opening game in which Three Rivers took. And we're on to game three. A best of five coming up here at Coldwater High School. The district finals. We'll take this two-minute break. This is Lady Cardinal Volleyball on WTVB.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's Pee Wee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tailgater at Meijer.
If it's about camping or RVing, livestock or utility trailers,
hightail it to Haylett.
Haylett Auto and RV, the place to I try and buy.
Start online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com.
Shop and compare over 300 units in Haylett's giant, new, and pampered pre-owned inventory.
If it's worth seeing, it's there.
Located online, then hightail it to Haylett and see it, try it, and buy it. Haylett has it all. Tent campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes, hoy box carriers to two-horse bumper pulls, LQ horse stock and utility trailers. Haylett has wheels for whatever you're hauling. Hitches? Haylett has parts and accessories. Haylett has a warehouse full. Buy from folks who use what they sell so they know what works. Need service? If Haylett's can't fix it, it ain't fixable. Rentals? You bet. A great way to get your feet wet and see if the camping life's for you. Online and on the ground. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV's 11-acre super lot just east of I-69, exit 13 on US 12, Coldwater, Michigan. Haylett Auto and RV clobbers big city prices.
For smart heating solutions for your home, see Nottawa Gas Company. Decorative floor and wall heaters from Nottawa Gas are 99.9% efficient and require no flue, venting, or electricity. Great for emergencies or to supplement your current heating system. These energy-efficient units will heat up to 700 square feet. Right now, you'll find the best selection of the season at Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or online at NottawaGas.com.